Hello?
Oh, hi, Joe.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. Good to you.
Hi. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Happy Friday, right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well,
so I was following up because of the payment. You probably got the notification, huh?
Yes, I did. I'm having some issues with my credit card, so I'm like, overwhelmed a little bit.
you just need a little more time then?
Listen, I put, thank God I did a job this week.
Okay.
And I deposited a check yesterday. I'm just going to check if that cleared already. I'm going to make a payment on a credit card and then make your payment right away. You want me to call you back and let you know that you could go ahead and charge? Or?
Sure. Let me send you my direct line, which is extension 777. So that way,
okay,
if you do get the green light to process the payment, you can call me directly. You won't have to be on hold or anything like that. Or you can even reply to this text. You could say, Tina, you know you're good to process, and then I'll get the message and I can process it on this end. Okay?
Okay. All right. Let's do that.
Okay.
I did call you guys this month because, I'm about to get cleared with this check.
Yes,
and,
I understand.
And then I should be able to make the payment right away.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Thank you for letting me know. So as soon as, you get the green light on that, let me know. And if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up sometime next week. Okay.
Thank you guys for being patient with me. Now, let me explain to you where I'm at.
Yes.
Basically, I'm on a transition moving out of the state. So I need to relocate my business. I mean, and I need to understand, like, what do we have to do and how are we going to do that?
So do you have the new address yet to where you're going to relocate?
Yes.
Okay, so I can put it in the notes now, and then what date will everything be official? Are you already having a date where you'll be at the new state?
No, there's no official date. So my family's there already since last year, and I keep going back and forth.
Okay.
I'm about to finish a project here.
Okay.
I'm going to be here for, I would say, another month or so.
Okay, so client is relocating to another state. I'm just going to put it in the notes so I don't forget. In about another month, right?
Yes, yes.
Do you want us to hold off on changing the address and everything on your online listing for another month or so, just to be safe?
Yeah. Just hold on, because I still have some jobs to come up in this area.
Okay.
I don't want people to start questioning me about it.
Oh, that
so
makes
the
sense.
Season, the high season, it goes up to April. So basically, we have another month or two to end up the season.
Oh, you're smart. And then you can, yeah,
everything slows down on the summer. So when the new season starts here, then I'm already gone. So.
Okay.
Even my insurance is, so this will be my last year here, you know.
Okay. So I just put a note in here that you're relocating in a month or so, but your season ends in April. But you can give us the new address then when that time comes. I don't want to put the new address in now and confuse the technicians or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, another question is, if I'm able to invest some money in marketing,
yes,
are you guys able to help with that?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we can do some Google Ads on top of what you have, or we can do Facebook ads, or I can even see if Google Guaranteed is available in your area. So that's the new pay-per-lead program that Google rolled out about a year ago. It's not available for all industries, but if it is available for your industry, I can give you pricing on it and whatnot. And would your intention in investing more money be to kind of jumpstart everything and get more results right now since you're in season before
well,
you move?
Well, the thing is, I'm starting over there from scratch, right? I mean,
oh, so you'd want to do it when you get there? I get it. Mm-hmm.
The idea is start to get customer right away.
Right, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to be my situation because that's a lot of going on right now for me. And
yeah.
But once I have that money to invest, I mean, how much do you think that would be my investment to do a good marketing campaign for my business?
So what I would recommend going into a new area is probably bundling the package that you have now with Google Ads. And our minimum budget with Google Ads is $300 a month. So you'd pay $429 monthly for the first couple of months, but $300 we would send directly to Google to run those ads. And we'd set a daily cap at somewhere around $9 a day. And that's a good thing because that would prevent you from getting an unexpected bill at the end of the month, right? So each morning, ads would go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. And that's the beauty of it. Going into a new area, you can pick and choose the zip codes, all of the different times of day that you want the ads to run, in different demographics where you're not ranking because you're new. And those ads can go up right away. You don't have to wait the 45 to 60 days because in the maps, it does take a while to get on the first page in a new area, right? So all of that can get going right away, right? And then when people start clicking you on you and your $9 a day budget runs out, then I can your ad rotates off and someone else rotates on. And again, that's a good thing to prevent you from, you know, getting that unexpected bill at the end of the month. You know what I mean? So I think that would be really good for you to do that, you know? So.
Okay. Yep. Yep. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's plan that. We'll talk that down the road. Now, do you think all the reviews I've got with Google, that would still work for me over there? From this
area?
Because
the Google business page is going to stay the same. They're going to just update it with the new address. So if you have existing reviews, they're going to stay on the page. They're just going to update it to the new location. So I don't think you'll lose any of the reviews. Yeah, that's going to be the good thing. So you'll take your good reputation, and it'll follow you to the new area. So that'll be excellent for you. You know what I mean?
Yep. All right, Tina. So I just want to give you an update, just tell you where I'm at. And, I mean.
Thank you for that.
Once I finalize here and start to work in that area, so then, you know, we're going to talk about this and, you know, hopefully we can make that happen. So just to crank it up a little bit and see if that could generate me, some customers, you know.
Yeah, it'll be excellent for your new area. So I'm putting some notes in here, and then right now we're just going to leave everything the same, and I'll wait to hear from you today so that we can get the payment up to speed for this one once your check clears, okay?
No, give me about 20 minutes. I just need to check my my account in the bank, just make sure that check cleared, pay the credit card, and then you guys could go ahead and charge the payment.
Okay, you got it. I'll wait to hear from you in 20 minutes or so. No problem, okay?
Very good. Thank you. Have a good day, Tina.
All right. I will, and have a nice weekend too, Joe.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.